Thank you very much, Pastor Fiani. Good morning, everyone. We are so glad that you are here with us in this service today. And to God be the glory, great things he has done.
Amen.
I'd like to invite you to turn your Bibles with me to the passage that was read there by Sister Ellis, as we look on something that was said by the Lord Jesus himself and the sequence of that he mentioned. And we will be considering this passage under the topic, Seeking Jesus Can Unlock Revelation. Seeking Jesus Can Unlock Revelation. The passage is St. John chapter 12, verse 20 to 27. We find here a very interesting development in the passage. And that is, the word tells us that there were Greeks that came seeking audience with Jesus. In other words, these Gentiles came to where Jesus was ministering and seeking to have a talk with him. Now, it is interesting that the reason why we are having meetings, be it on a Tuesday night or on a Sunday morning, and especially on this platform, where all states in America can tune into our services. Only thing that is necessary is a telephone. And not only here in America, but we can be heard in other countries as well. And our mission is to take the gospel to as far as possible so that the widest cross-section of people would be able to hear what the Bible is saying to us even at this time. That is our mission, that we might minister the gospel to the widest audience possible. And not only that we are engaged in this particular setting, but we also carries these services on the website so that even after we are finished ministering here, one could go to the website and one could hear the message again, which speaks to yet another audience. And so how important it is that the word of God go as far as possible so that people in their different setting, regardless of where they are, might be able to listen to the word of God. Here these Greeks coming from a distance simply because they heard the gospel. They heard the gospel of Jesus. And they came seeking to have audience with the man, the author of the gospel. They came seeking to find him, to have a discussion with him, to inquire more about him, to understand who he is, as they came into the meeting where Jesus was. Interestingly enough, they did not go straight to Jesus, whether it is from a security standpoint or what the Bible is silent there, but instead they went to one of the disciples. And that disciple, Philip, realizing how important it is that the Gentiles would come into a Jewish setting seeking to talk to Jesus. Realize that this, for the security of it, that this is so important that instead of Philip going straight to Jesus, he found a fellow disciple, share the information with him, and decide that both of them would now go and inform Jesus that these Gentiles came seeking for him. I want to say to all of us here this morning that it is so important that we pay attention to those who might come across our path, seeking to find out more about the Jesus that we serve. Because our discourse with them, with that person, could lead to something much greater as we help those persons to understand more about Jesus. If Philip and Andrew consider the matter so important that Gentiles would come into a setting such as this, seeking out Jesus, today what we find, we are not seeing enough seekers for Jesus. Whether it is in our churches, whether it is on the platform that we are on, or wherever, they are not coming in the volume that we would have liked, seeking out Jesus. But it is important that we work towards seeing this come to pass, where people would come to inquire about who Jesus is. And as the topic for today's message declares, seeking Jesus can unlock revelation. It is important that we convey this message to all those who are outside of the body of Christ, to let them know that there is something that they also can do as far as the kingdom of God is concerned, if they would just seek after Jesus. And that is what we are looking on here today as we view St. John chapter 12, 20 to 27. But verse 23, we would like to stop there for a little while as we try to unfold what it is saying to us. Verse 23 said, and Jesus answered them, that is Philip and Andrew. And Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. After both of them went to Jesus and told Jesus that there are some Gentiles here who would like to speak to you, Jesus answered them in that way as he talked to them. What is it that we pick up from this verse of scripture? Verse 23. Jesus said, the hour is come. At least three times before this moment in Jesus' ministry, Jesus declared that my hour is not yet come. He declared this to different individuals prior to now and in different settings that my hour is not yet come. But here, Jesus, as a result of the seeking of Gentiles to see Jesus, Jesus was able to declare that my hour has come. The hour has come. Oh, interesting that as a result of the Gentiles, and I'm stressing this, as a result of the Gentiles speaking and meeting with Jesus, it reveals something that the entire witness, the entire preaching, the entire presentation of Jesus' gospel over this period of time did not reveal. Seeking to see Jesus open up a lane of revelation that the ears of Jesus right there in that meeting would be hearing for the first time. I want to say to all of us here that if you are in this meeting and you have never made a decision to serve the Lord, you have never consciously made a decision to serve the Lord, the time is now. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Seeking the Lord can unlock revelation. The Apostle Paul, in his writing to the Ephesians, and we'll be hearing a lot about the Ephesians not too long from now. In chapter 1 and verse 17, listen to what he says in verse 17. That the God, I read verse 16 and 17. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That is, he's writing to the young converts. And verse 17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He's speaking to young converts as a result of them seeking the Lord. He's praying now that God will grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the Lord Jesus. So this is what happened to young converts. And this is why we are stressing the point that seeking Jesus can unlock revelation. Revelation from God himself into the heart of men who did not before understand who Jesus is. Here are these Gentiles came into a meeting with Jesus, seeking to have a discussion with him. And Jesus, instead of answering these Gentiles directly, he instead answered Philip and Andrew. And this is what he said: the hour is come. The hour is come. What hour is he talking about here? What hour is he talking about? What is it that these Gentiles trigger off? What is it that these Gentiles unfold as a result of their seeking? He told us in the same verse, verse 23, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verse 23. The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. All that happened, all that changed in that meeting, all that changed in that service, is some Gentiles showed up asking for Jesus. And as a result of them asking for Jesus, it changes the complexion of the meeting. It signals something that was decided on many, many years before in the Godhead, that at this particular point, when the Gentiles community showed up to inquire about Jesus, it would signal the beginning of the glorification of Jesus. Now is the time. The time is come, Jesus said. Why did Jesus say that? Simply because he heard that the Gentiles were seeking after him. And it fulfilled what was already ordained to happen, that the Son of Man should be glorified. It happened because the Gentiles community showed up there before Jesus in this meeting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a thought. And then Jesus went on to explain in details what the glory is all about. Now, he said in verse 23, I read again, and Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And he went into verse 24 to explain what he meant by the Son of Man being glorified. All came about because the Gentile community start to seek after Jesus. So verse 24 tells us this, as he went in depth to explain what being glorified means. verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. That is what Jesus declared as being glorified. Now, you and I does not see death as anything to glory about. And especially the gruesome death that Jesus went through. But in this, Jesus declared to the disciples that as terrible as it sounds, in his death, it means that he is going to be glorified. Hallelujah. For the first time, this is being explained to the disciples to this degree. And it all happens because the Gentiles, you and me, now came to seek out Jesus. And Jesus went into this revelation that they have never heard before, that he is going to die. He represents the grain of wheat that is going to fall into the ground, germinate, and bring forth much fruit. As long as that grain remain in the barn, it abideth alone. But when it goes into the soil, it germinates, it dies. It ceases to be what it originally was. And it takes on a different form. And that one corn grain that you put into the soil, it germinates and it shoots a bud. And it grew and it bears a hair of corn. In some cases, one corn sprout would bear more than one corn on it. And the seeds, you place one seed in the ground, and over a period of time, that corn matures. And when you open it, you see the multiple corn seed that are there. Jesus used this form analogy to express his own conviction and purpose as he would go to the cross to lay down his life for humanity. Now I read to you something that Jesus said before, and that is to be found in St. John chapter 10, verse 16. Listen to what Jesus said then. St. John chapter 10, verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. This is particularly interesting, because here are the Gentiles. Jesus made mention of this prior to, but the Gentiles did not come into the community of saints because they could not come into the community of saints until Jesus is glorified. But Jesus already stated that there are other sheep that must come into this fold. When these Gentiles showed up there in that meeting, it brings to pass what was said by Jesus, that the time has come for the Gentile community to be honest into the church community, that there will be one shepherd and one fold. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God is a God of timing. God does things only when the right time has come. And here are these Gentiles who showed up in that meeting, and as a result of them came into that meeting seeking Jesus. It unfolded, it unlocked the revelation that Jesus has. And he declares it to everyone that the time has come when the wheat, when the grain of wheat must fall into the ground. And when it falls, it is going to germinate and bring forth much fruit. The Gentile community could not come into the household of God unless Jesus died. And when they came seeking for Jesus, it automatically triggers off the revelation that the time has come. Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart here this morning that somebody need to seek the Lord for salvation. And as a result of seeking the Lord for salvation, there are certain revelation that is going to flow into the heart of that particular individual that will trigger off a sequence of events. That's why the Apostle Paul prayed the way he prayed. That he prayed that the young convert, God will grant to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the person of the Lord Jesus. There is a certain amount of revelation that is awaiting to be revealed as somebody coming seeking about Jesus. Here we have it written before us that the Gentiles came in seeking Jesus. And Jesus did not even as much as reply directly to the Gentiles, but immediately in his spirit he discovered that the time has come. Prior to now, he said his time did not come. His time has not yet come. But now, for the first time, Jesus was declaring that my time has come because these Gentiles came seeking after me. And as he stated, and we have just read there, in St. John chapter 10, there should be one shepherd. But Jews and Gentiles, and there should be one fold for Jews and Gentiles, As Jesus had said, are the sheep I must bring into this fold. But the sheep could not come in unless he is glorified. Meaning, he had to die. So that as a result of his death, many sons and daughters will be brought into the kingdom of God. You remember what Isaiah said? He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. In that, he has died on the cross. Let us look on what Ephesians have to say here. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 14. I'll read that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Listen to what Ephesians 2 said, 14. And I read from verse 14 to 18. And I'm quite conscious of the time that we have. For it is our peace who had made both one, and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Hallelujah. As a result of his death on the cross, as a result of the wheat of grain dying, he is able to make in twain Jews and Gentiles one in the presence of Almighty God. That is the aim. That is the purpose of the wheat of grain dying. That is the revelation that he gave to the disciples when he responded to them, indicating that there are some Gentiles there to see him. Hallelujah. So I am saying to the church today that the mystery sometimes that is involved in God's word is a sheer timing on the part of God that these things will come to pass. And don't count yourself out. Don't tell yourself that you will not be a spokesperson in the kingdom of God. The bottom line here is, today I am exhorting you to seek after God. That as the Apostle Paul declares, God would grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in his Son. We have seen here where, as a result of these Gentiles came seeking for Jesus, it caused Jesus to reveal, to unfold something that the disciples have never heard before. What it means for Jesus to be glorified. The word tells us that it pleased the Father to bruise him. It pleased the Father to bruise Jesus. In that, while Jesus was going through all of this, it was glory. Because as a result of this, he's unifying the humanity in one place, under one umbrella. as he turned the heart of men unto Almighty God. I trust that there are some seekers here. I trust that somebody is here waiting to seek after the Lord. And if you do, I encourage you to seek him now. Father, I look to you now that just as those Gentiles came seeking after Jesus in that meeting and caused Jesus to change from his presentation and deal with a revelation, because the time has come. I pray, God, that there is somebody within the listening of this microphone, this telephone, there's somebody whose heart is ready to seek after you. And Father, if that person is in this company, I pray, as the Apostle Paul did, that you will grant that person the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that the Spirit of God will unfold the things of God to him or her. That's why we are here, Lord. That's why we're on this platform. That you be glorified. That you be lifted up. For you said, the word said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. My brother, my sister, you're here and you wish to seek after the Lord. I trust that you will do so now. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit. We wait to hear from you, as you will get the telephone number to indicate that you have done just that. The Lord bless you. Thank you, Pastor Fiani.